specifically that Joseph spoke kindly to them. Mm-hmm. And he extended the grace to them that they failed to give to their brother.
As a type of Christ.
That's right. It was a beautiful picture of, while they had coveted, he gave mercy. And it's a beautiful picture of how what that can look like.
And you know that that envy that caused the children of Israel to sell their brother Joseph into Egypt passed on and resulted in Jesus Christ being sold by Israel. Sold for, well, it was the envy and the covetousness of Judas. And also the religious leaders. And Pontius Pilate, a crusty Roman governor, saw through their whole scheme. And the scripture says it was but for envy or covetousness that they brought him. Every one of the apostles came to the end, their demise, through the covetousness and envy of Israel and her spiritual leaders. And the Apostle Paul suffered the very same fate. Envy is the engine of Egypt. It is covetousness is perhaps the most insidious, destructive force, spiritual force in our world. And it's a wonder that it made it as a 10th commandment instead of a first.
That's correct.
You have struck a jugular chord here. I'll tell you. It affects all of our relationships. It affects our marriages. It affects the relationship of siblings in our homes. It reflects affects the relationship of pastors to other pastors, coveting other people's ministries. It's everywhere.
That's right. We all struggle, and we probably will all struggle till our dying day as we are in the rest home looking over, you know, at the other people sharing that time with us. It's a true struggle, and I think it's a daily coming back to the Lord and trusting our lives to Him.
Exactly. That is what it is. It's all about trusting and then obeying. There's no other way, friends. Trusting, truly taking God at His word, that is the antidote for unbelief that is the root of this deadly sin of covetousness. Got to get a copy of the book. It is tremendous. Just absolutely tremendous. It will bring such insight, such freedom into your life. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Tell other people about that. Email them. Let them know. If you value this program, they will too. Make sure you become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. By the way, as we said earlier, if we can come to grips with covetousness and repent, we might just see the hand of God turn our nation. What do you think? Thanks for joining us. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let us obey Him and trust those promises that are given so that we do not have to be under the corrupt effects of our world.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion and delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they were supposed to have been the views of Mike Murphy, who had actually, about a year and a half to 2 years ago, put together a DVD, very popular DVD, called What in the World Are They Spraying? Now, he did this in conjunction with our good friend Ed Griffin, and basically he went into the background of chemtrails, contrails, and the fact that they are putting aluminum into the atmosphere, and whether they do it with rocket exhaust. Basically, of course, I've talked to Mike. He doesn't believe that there's anything in the jet fuel, but if you go to your search engine and type in jet fuel, aluminum, you'll find out that there actually is aluminum in the jet exhaust coming out of the engines. And this is something relatively new. It wasn't there initially, but it is now. So you get aluminum coming from the exhaust of certainly of jet planes. And then, of course, there actually is a spraying program. And then there are the satellite programs where they put up the rockets. And that actually can be utilized for putting large amounts of aluminum, whether it be aluminum oxide or sulfate or bromide, up into the stratosphere to create a cap up there with the idea that that cap is going to reflect the light and it's going to control global warming. Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is actually increasing global warming. Now, if you've ever been in a greenhouse, they keep talking about a greenhouse effect. What is a greenhouse like? Well, it's hot. Why is it hot? Because the sun rays can get in, they can't get out, and that's exactly what the cap that they're doing up in the stratosphere is doing, and they know what they're doing. These are not stupid people. They're actually creating global warming, and they're altering the weather, and they're creating all sorts of problems in our society, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the water, because, of course, the aluminum comes down and gets into the water and the snowpack. And, well, we've got Michael on the line, so let's go to Michael. Hi, how are we doing, Michael Murphy?
Oh, doing wonderful. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing fine. I was just sort of filling in till you got here. Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and how it was that you got involved in studying certainly the whole idea of chemtrails, contrails, the global or aerial spraying, and then, of course, your new DVD, Why in the World Are They Spraying? The first one was What in the World Are They Spraying? And now it's Why in the World Are They Spraying? So just give us the background for our listeners there.
Okay, well, for the past few years, I've been researching the chemtrail geoengineering issue, and I had the opportunity, with the help of G. Edward Griffin, to produce my first film, which was What in the World Are They Spraying? That film was actually very successful. For an independent documentary, over 10 million people had seen the film, and it was a catalyst to starting ordinances and waking people up around the world. So since that film has been released, many people were asking, why are these programs happening? And I guess I'll give you a brief overview in terms of how I became interested and got involved with this. Without question, this was a calling from a higher order. The doors literally just opened up, and I walked through them. And that's really the condensed version. But I became very interested in this issue when I went down to San Diego, and I went to a geoengineering conference. For 3 days, geoengineers spoke about the plant's proposals to spray 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum oxide into our skies. And as you were talking about before, they're stating it's to mitigate global warming.
Fine. Well, do you think that they are doing this because they want to mitigate global warming? Or do you think there's another agenda? And hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, and our guest is Mike Murphy, and Mike has certainly been going to a lot of the meetings put on by the geoengineers. The people are really behind what's going on, and they readily admit that they, these whole ideas certainly of spraying, to, they can certainly alter the weather, they can create a greenhouse effect, as it were. Michael said that, of course, he noticed that where he lives, if just about a couple of days, a short while before they, there was a major storm, other planes would be up there and suddenly be going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, releasing their aluminum oxide and sulfate and bromide and these aluminum compounds, and that with this they were actually able to precipitate storms. Now, it's Mike's contention that if you know what's going to happen to the weather, you can make a lot of money. How do you make money on that? Well, very simply, they have an exchange, they have a commodity exchange, and the weather is actually listed there. Not only that, but if you know what's going to happen to the weather, you know what's going to happen to the price of wheat and of corn and soybeans. And right now, as you know, almost half of the counties in the United States, some people say almost every county in the United States where we grow crops is listed as a disaster area. And it is the contention of the people who are studying this that they're intentionally creating the drought. But this is wonderful. First of all, they can make a great deal of money by anticipating where the storms are going to be and playing the commodities future. And if you can tell what the rainfall is going to be ahead of time, you can make a lot of money. Furthermore, then, of course, you make a lot of money on the crops, and especially when you create artificial shortages, you actually short the availability of crops, or you suddenly wager that the price of corn and soybeans and the other basic crops are going to go up. And remember that America is the largest producer of staple crops of corn and soybeans in the entire world. We feed the entire world. But of course, if there's a shortage of crops, we're not going to be feeding the entire world. The prices are going to skyrocket, and an awful lot of people are going to die. And they're going to starve to death, which is a terrible way to die, because they're actually altering the weather in the United States. Would that be a fair summary of what's going on, Michael?
Dr. Stan, you hit the nail right on the head. And every commodity is driven by weather. So if certain individuals can predict the weather, which they can, they could have a tremendous leverage and literally make billions of dollars annually just on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. he's playing with these weather derivatives. But there's no question about the fact that this summer's drought is definitely engineered. We've been studying satellites. Here in California, people have been rejoicing, stating we don't see visible trails. They're not spraying. Maybe they're done with the program. Well, we've been looking at satellites. The coverage over the Pacific Ocean is literally from Hawaii all the way to Alaska. Very little areas that are not covered. And I went to an aerosol research conference, spoke with a number of scientists who spoke to me and really taught me about aerosol interaction in the sky. And geoengineers obviously state that there are a lot of consequences associated with their programs. They state that once they start, of course, they have started to disrupt the food supply of over 2 billion people. The shredding of our ozone is another concern. We now have a huge ozone hole over the northern hemisphere, but drought is another consequence. And I'll explain the science in a second, but most of the scientists now are stating that the weather changes that we have are due to global warming. And for every degree that the planet warms, we should expect to have 7% more precipitation. Well, if you look at the global drought monitor, most of the world now is in global drought. So what's going on? Well, I can explain that. And if you look at the Pacific, this summer, again, they're spraying the Pacific, and that's where we should be getting our moisture, which should be raining down here in the continental U.S. And what happens, A, it blocks the sun, so we don't get the evaporation that we should be getting, but B, the metal particulates that they're spraying act as what's called cloud condensation nuclei. So instead of the water evaporating and combining and condensing and then eventually falling as rain, they actually condense on this metal particulate that they're spraying, and it drifts and it doesn't fall. So what's happening, and what's been happening for a while, typically they'll spray right over California, and instead of the rain falling in California, it will migrate over the continental divide, and then you get these huge downpours, usually in the Midwest or the East Coast. Of course, that doesn't help with drought very much because it all comes in a very short season. But I just got returned from a three-week trip back to the Midwest, and I was watching whenever we would have rain in the forecast, these beautiful cumulus clouds and thunderheads would start to develop, and then I would watch the plane spraying aerosols above the clouds, and the storm would fall apart, and the moisture would migrate. It would not fall. So without question, this is an engineered drought. But if you explain, Dr. Stan, certain individuals and certain corporations are making billions of dollars from this engineered drought. And it even goes further than that. And what we learned from Barbara of FarmWorks was just incredible about how the genetically modified seed company, specifically Monsanto, is really benefiting from these programs.
Now, my understanding is that Monsanto is actually a geoengineered a seed now that, of course, will grow even when the soil has a very high aluminum content, which it does. See, they've known what was in the soil for years. They've checked it out. Only in recent years has the amount of aluminum in the soil skyrocketed. Have you run into people who've talked about that and the increase of the aluminum level in the water as well as in the soil?
Well, the soil typically does have high aluminum content, but there shouldn't be any in our rain. And what they're spraying is bioavailable aluminum. It's aluminum in its free form. And that's what makes it so toxic. But and there is an aluminum-resistant seed. It's owned by the USDA and the Brazilian government. But we found a more of a smoking gun patent. And when we went out to interview Barb of FarmWorks, she explained to us, right now the EPA is projecting that within the next 30 years, weather disasters and abiotic stress in our soils is going to decline our production for natural organic foods by over 50%. What is abiotic stress? Abiotic stress is everything that the chemtrail geoengineering program creates. It's the drought conditions. It's the flooding conditions. It's an overgrowth of fungus, which geoengineering programs exacerbate fungal growth because it blocks our sun. And then it's heavy metal contamination, and that's exactly what they're spraying. Well, guess what? Guess who has the solution? Monsanto has an abiotic stress-resistant genetically modified seed that will grow in this new condition. So we interviewed several farmers for Why in the World are they sprained? The ones that we interviewed in the past 10 years, since they really ramped up these programs, seen between a 60 and 70% decline in their ability to grow natural organic foods. So what this is, not only is it a money grab, it's actually through the rising of our food prices, it's literally stealing money from individuals and consolidating this money into the hands of a select few who are aware of this weather. It's also a land grab, because when the farmers are forced to go out of business from either drought or flood, there's now a company, which is owned by George Soros, that is buying up that farmland on pennies on the dollar. So it's directly related to the objectives of Agenda 21, which fits very nicely into the globalist plan. But the genetically modified seeds is really what I think the end game is. And there's no question that our soils around the world now are being not only contaminated but sterilized. And it appears, if they continue spraying within the next couple of years, nothing other than the Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seeds will be able to grow. Many of those seeds are what are called terminator seeds. Historically, a farmer used to be able to plant their crop. At the end of the season, they would save seeds and be able to replant the next year. And it was a good natural balance. Monsanto is said to be making terminator seeds. These are seeds that will not reproduce. The farmer has to go back year after year after year and purchase their seeds, and it puts them at the mercy of this corporation. And it also completely changes our food supply. So what we have is this oppressive corporate governmental system, which I call the beast, that wants to control everything. So historically, again, we had natural systems, natural seeds that were dependent on sunshine and rain, essentially empowered by the natural system. Well, this system that we have developing now is literally usurping the authority of nature, the authority of God, by death and destruction. So if they create a drought in a certain area, farmers will have to say, okay, we're going with these genetically modified seeds. And in doing so, again, they usurp literally the authority of nature, the authority of God, put it under the authority of corporations and thus these entities. So it's very, very insidious. One of the things, Dr. Stan, that geoengineers are stating their programs will create, droughts specifically in Africa and Asia. Guess what? We have major droughts in Africa and Asia. Our President Barack Obama now has opened up the doors for Monsanto to go into Africa. Hillary Clinton is over there selling genetically modified seeds. And what is happening, like you had stated, people are dying because of this drought. Farmers are going under, and they are forced to either die or deal with these seeds. So, again, this is a system that can only grow through death and destruction of our natural system.
And, of course, if you believe in population control, this is really wonderful, because millions, tens of millions of people are going to die of starvation. Ladies and gentlemen, certainly there's going to be real shortages of food this year. Remember, America, the breadbasket of the world, is the major producer of food for the entire world, and we're not producing it now because of these droughts, and I believe these droughts are man-made. And I do believe that in addition to money and the power and the ability, of course, to buy up a lot of the farmland, there is a population control agenda. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our guest is Michael Murphy. Our number is 1-800-541-8824-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Don't be bashful. Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Michael Murphy. And basically he says he goes to these meetings and they talk as if they're not doing this at the present time, but as if they're going to have to start in the year 2013. Well, that's just next year. But actually, we know that they've been doing this for a long period of time. And those of you who listened to our programs before know that we've actually seen and touched the material that they're actually spraying, that certainly people within the military have been told, and this goes back 10 years or more, that they're doing actively spraying. But, of course, the reason that they're doing it is because they want to protect the public, and they're spraying a vaccine. Now, I didn't get this from one individual. I would have discounted it. But on three separate occasions at different parts of the country when I've given talks, this is what military personnel have told me. So, obviously, they have a cover story for people in the military. But the last thing they want is for the American people to know that they are actually altering our weather intentionally. Now, here in California, we had a terrible time. We had very, very poor snowfall last winter, and as a result, there's a real shortage of water. In the Central Valley of California, certainly, and in Southern California as well, The real problems, of course, are weather, our clouds, and our moving is certainly to the other side of the national divide. And then, of course, massive storms there, and they pass very quickly. And then sometimes they'll actually prevent that and take the water all the way to the far side of the country. But what they're doing is creating artificial drought in the central part of our country, in the area where we're ordinarily certainly growing our major crops. And there's going to be a very large shortfall of corn and soybeans and other major crops. This year in the United States, it's already driving the cost of these things up. And did anybody talk about certainly what's going to happen as far as the cost of these foods that are going to not be grown because of the geoengineering?
That was something that we covered in the film. And, of course, Barb Peterson had spoken about that from FarmWorks. And it was amazing because we started filming before this drought was so bad. So everything that we covered in the film is what exactly happening during the release. So there was definitely some guidance from some higher entities with this, which I'm grateful of. But geoengineers, you know, again, at these conferences, which, by the way, they have banned independent reporters. They will let certain reporters come in, but only allowing them to come out with information that's pre-approved. So this was the last one that I was able to get into. But they're very open about the political, the monetary, and especially the ecological implications of these programs. And again, they spoke about the rising food prices, and that's exactly what we see coming into fruition. And here in the Los Angeles area, I do a lot of street activism, so I get an opportunity to talk to people in all types of different neighborhoods and all types of different communities. And some of the people in the lower income areas have no idea what they're going to do when these food prices hit, because they're literally on edge right now. So it's deeply concerning to us, the implications just from these programs alone. But again, if you go back to what geoengineers are stating, they're denying that these programs happen, but rain tests from around the world, literally hundreds since we released the first film, revealed the primary ingredients of geoengineering programs. That's aluminum, barium, and strontium.
In other words, basically, when they check the rainwater, they find abnormally high levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium. Is that right?
Well, the levels are literally through the roof.
Through the roof. And we know, for instance, that the blubber on whales, 2,000% increase of a level of aluminum in the blubber of whales, and because of studies that have been over a five-year period. This is, of course, is going to damage the fish, but where are the environmentalists when we need them? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, the reason that you're not hearing about this from the environmentalist is because the environmental movement is being financed by the very people who are creating these criminal activities. Certainly, Michael was saying that certainly Bill Gates of Microsoft is certainly one of the major investors in Monsanto, one of the major people behind this whole weather modification program. Bill Gates, and of course you remember Bill Gates' major thrust is population control. Of course, I'm sure he's not above making a lot of money on this, but population control is one of the major driving forces because people are going to starve to death. And then the aluminum, of course, it's carcinogenic. It'll affect your mind, your neurological system. It will poison every aspect of your body. And you're breathing in the aluminum. Certainly you're getting it in your food. You're getting it in your water. Why would they do something like that? Well, they're people who have a different vision of the world. And they're really unconcerned about the health of their fellow man. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8255. 8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Murphy, who did the DVD. It was very successful. About 10 million people saw it. It was called What in the World Are They Spraying? Now, that was a couple of years ago. He did that with a good friend, Ed Griffin. And now he's coming up with a new film, which we will have. It's going to be released on the 18th. It's called Why in the World Are They Spraying? Why in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, that will be available from Radio Liberty. But, Michael, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to?
Absolutely. You can go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. And my personal website is truthmediaproductions.us. You can see some articles that I've written and some other work. But without question, Dr. Stan, the movement is growing in leaps and bounds. Now I've had senators, state senators calling me, asking me how they can get involved in writing ordinances. We have ordinances which are being established in certain areas. So the general awakening people are noticing that the sky is changing, and it's usually as simple as just pointing it out to somebody, you know, and that's what it took for me to be awakened. Somebody, you know, the first person that told me airplanes were spraying chemicals into the sky, I really thought they were crazy. It wasn't until somebody pointed it out, and I began studying and researching and then looking into geoengineering. As a result, now we have communities across America and around the world who are waking up, and they're starting to address this. So we have a very vital... We're at a very vital time, and the reason is this. Geoengineers, because I believe because of the awakening that's going on, now they're calling for emergency geoengineering, stating that they have to get their legislation in place or the entire planet is going to just die off. So,
well, before we go on, I want you to slowly repeat your website because some couple of people called in said they couldn't get it. So I'll just give your website out slowly and give it twice so that the people out there want to know how to get hold of you, they can. Remember, yep. The name of this film is Why in the World Are They Spraying? And certainly you can go to your Google search engine, put that in, but if you can get directly to Michael, how can they get in touch with you or your website? Once again.
They can go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com Or if it's easier, we actually have an acronym, which is witwatch.com, and you can see the trailer and some other information about the film. And I know Radio Liberty is going to be carrying the film, so I encourage the listeners to go to Dr. Stan's website as well. He's been a great supporter, and we like to support him as well as much as we can. But again, to see the trailer, it's whyintheworldaretheplaying.com. And for my personal website, if you want to see some of the other work that I've done and information about the first film, you can go to truthmediaproductions.us, and that's truthmediaproductions.us.
And, ladies and gentlemen, some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world are involved in this process, as we talked about in the first half hour. Bill Gates of Microsoft is certainly there and putting a great deal of money into this whole weather modification program. And, of course, the question is he doing that because, of course, he's concerned about global warming? Or is he doing that because one of his major goals is population control? And he agrees with those people who believe, of course, we've just got to eliminate literally billions of people on the face of the earth. And we're talking certainly about several billion people starving to death in the next couple of years if they continue to limit and prohibit the and prevent the corn crop, soy crops, and the other crops which are produced here in America, which are the basis certainly of feeding the rest of the world. We are the breadbasket of the world. And what are we doing with our corn? Why, by law, we have to make 40% of it into ethanol so we can burn it in our gasoline tanks. Not that we don't have plenty of oil, because we do. We have more oil in the United States than they have in Saudi Arabia and all of the Middle East, but you have to understand that the environmentalists have effectively blocked the development of that oil, the massive pools of oil off the north slopes of Alaska, massive pool of oil. There is in North Dakota, there's a massive pool of oil in Colorado, and of course, but they're doing everything they can to block their production so we can take 40% of our corn crop, which could be used to feed people and save their lives, and we're making it into alcohol or ethanol so we can add it to gasoline. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're basically talking, certainly, about geoengineering. We're talking, certainly, about modification of the weather. And, certainly, we commented earlier that almost half, or is it more than that, Michael, of the counties in the United States where they grow food are considered disaster areas today. What are the real figures? You're, I'm sure, right on top of that.
Well, we've been watching the global drought monitor. So more than half of the world is country is in severe drought, but the entire world, or most of it, is in what's called drought conditions. And the reason is this: geoengineering creates drought, period. These particulates, after they're sprayed, they act again as cloud condensation nuclei. So instead of water particles condensing with other water particles, they condense on these droplets, and instead of dropping, they simply drift. Of course, as we discussed earlier, they do have to drop eventually. That's why we have massive downpours in certain areas, which causes more damage as well. And if you look back at the Joplin, Mississippi files in satellite pictures, you can see intense trailing right over the Pacific where the moisture from those storms came. So spoke with Scott Stevens as well. He noticed many very unique and strange anomalies before those storms occurred, all related to this weather engineering, weather control. And again, if you have the ability to create storms so violent that they can knock down a town and then have the ability to get the contract to rebuild that town, it's profitable for those individuals on both ends. And that's what we see at all levels. People are making money from this. But the real concern is the usurping of the natural authority. And one thing that we stumbled upon in Why in the World Are They Spraying was not only do we have crops and food that's being genetically modified, now we have the ecosystems around the world, the forests are collapsing. The aluminum destroys soil. Most plant life has has a root system that shuts down when bioavailable aluminum is introduced. Because they shut down, they're not getting the nutrients, and they die and slow death. So if you look at forests, you'll notice, biologist Francis Mango showed me the death that's occurring. There is a company called Arbogen that is now genetically modifying forests. So again, life, natural systems, these corporations do not benefit from things that are dependent on natural systems. So they destroy them, and they introduce their solution, which again is these genetically modified trees and crops, where the corporations gain and control this godlike power.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question or comment on this, but basically, of course, here in California, we've seen a real drought, and it was last winter. Certainly, we've had not had hardly any rain so far. The crops in California are not doing well. Certainly, those areas where they can irrigate them, get the water out from the aquifers. If those seem to be doing fairly well. Areas here on the coast where we are, but it's out in the Central Valley, it's pretty much of a disaster area. But you're not getting this sort of thing. These are not the things that they want you to focus your attention on. The last thing they want the American people to know is they're modifying the weather. So, I think Michael believes it's about money. I believe it's about money, but I also believe it's about population control. And there really are people who believe that there's just too many people in the world today. And Bill Gates, who's one of the major forces behind this, is right behind this. And of course, George Soros is right behind this as well. And George Soros is in favor of population control. And also, he has companies that are going around. And as the farmers simply go bankrupt because they have to borrow the money for the seeds, and then, of course, it's dry. Then they can't grow the crops, and they can't pay the loan back, and they lose their property. And then, of course, we're seeing a strange pattern of hurricanes. We're seeing tornadoes larger than I've ever seen before. Have you heard about that, Michael? I've seen some of these pictures of these massive tornadoes. Some of them are a mile or 2 miles wide. We've never seen anything like that before, have we?
Oh, absolutely not. And Scott Stevens, again, was the weatherman for 20 years. And his last 5 years, he started noticing, and he spoke about this and why in the world are they praying, that the storms were behaving differently, and he would put in a forecast of, 4 inches of snow, and all of a sudden there would be no snow, and he said, something's going on. So that's really when he started investigating, and he noticed. He started actually with time-lapse photography. He started filming the sky, and he noticed the connection between the trails and then the strange weather events. He started studying that, but there's no question that introducing particles, as geoengineers are doing, into our sky will impact weather events. As a result, we're getting weather events that are behaving several standard deviations or really outside of what would be considered normal. So we have, 3 inches of rain in an hour, sometimes an inch of rain in a minute in certain circumstances. I mean, it's just out of control. And when you push and pull the climate in the capacity that they're doing, everything is getting thrown off balance. And the one thing that we covered in the film, which was very interesting, was a patent. It's owned by NASA, and it's called Ice Nucleation for Weather Modification. Dr. Fan, when we were children, or even 20 years ago, it used to snow at 32 degrees or right around 32 degrees and below. Now it's snowing in the 40s, sometimes even in the lower 50s. And the reason, again, is there is a patent for this. China has been using this technology. They were boasting about making and creating artificial snowstorms until they did $1,000 or $1 billion to damage in Beijing, and then they quit talking about it. But again, we now have snowstorms at 45, 50 degrees. Why aren't people noticing this? The snow is heavy, it's wet, it's full of aluminum, it's dropping on trees that have leaves, and they can't bear the weight. So Jane Wigginton, who we interviewed, has 2,000 acres overlooking Lake Shasta. His property's been getting destroyed by this out-of-season snow, because, again, it shouldn't be snowing when there are leaves on our trees. We have a natural balance on the planet, and they're destroying this. So a real similar technology to when you, in a first aid kit, when you have that ice pack, and when you break that packet and the chemicals mix together and then they turn into ice. Well, that's what they're literally doing in our sky. They are using our atmosphere as a physics lab. And guess what? We are the guinea pigs.
That's right. But, of course, they're doing this all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. They have no right to do this. But this is the elite, and they do have a different agenda because, of course, they control the media. They control largely what we read. And, of course, they are above the law. And many of these people are dedicated to a marked decrease in the number of people in the world. Well, right now, let's go to Russ, who's calling us from, is that Eota, Minnesota?
Eota, Minnesota.
Eota, okay, fine. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you have a question or comment, Russ?
Yeah, I do. The first question I have is, has there ever been a peaceful revolution in history that you can cite? And my second question is, I'm a God-fearing man as yourself, and I sometimes wonder if this is all predicted and laid out in the Book of Revelation, like we believe it is. What are we actually fighting against?
All
and
right.
Those are my questions. I'll take my answer off the air again. Thank you for taking the call.
All right. Michael, do you want to comment on the two things that he's asking?
Sure. And I'd like to get clarity on the first question.
The first question was, has there ever been a peaceful revolution? And basically, of course, when you have a revolution, you have an overthrow of the existing government. You can't have a peaceful revolution. And, of course, you basically can't get rid of these people by the voting process because they fixed the ballots. And so, basically, I mean, suddenly they want to maintain their power no matter what it costs. And they rig the elections. They certainly infiltrate, I'm sure, the congressman Ron Paul. His whole organization was infiltrated. He had no idea what was going on. Most people don't. But I've seen this over and over again when people have challenged the establishment, and they are certainly either infiltrated or, as it was with Ross Perot, they threatened he and his family. They said they would kill them. And how do I know that? Because I talked to the assassin who was assigned the job of killing Ross Perot. But you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, absolutely. We can have a revolution, and the revolution has started. Millions of people have awoken. Why in the world are they framed will be instrumental in revolutionizing the environmental movement. So there's no question about it. People are standing up. They're starting to address this. And we do, when we do not support the very system that is feeding off of it, the GMOC, the politicians, we will create the change. But right now we're at awareness, and that is part of the revolution, just bringing awareness to your neighbors, to your family, handing out three DVDs, and that is peaceful, and that is the start of a revolution. The second question, is this addressed in the Book of Revelation, which I have read many of times? This issue is actually addressed in many of the scriptures. It's been prophesied a long time ago, and the prophecies talk about this oppressive system that builds itself up and it wants to be worshipped. And if you look at what these programs are doing, through death and destruction of our natural systems, they're literally usurping the authority of God and the power of God. Our ancestors used to pray to God for rain. Some of the Native Americans used to do rain dances to God to get the rain. Well, now that it's corporately controlled and companies such as Raytheon and GE and Monsanto are behind this, who are we going to have to worship? It's going to be them. But I will not do it. I will not worship them. I will worship the living God. And I will continue to do that. And we do that. We worship and we show honor to our God by taking a stand for natural systems, by taking a stand for future generations and saying, no, we will not support this system.
All right, let me just send me a comment briefly as far as our caller was concerned. Yeah, there is a spiritual battle going on today. And I believe the only thing that's going to save America is going to be a spiritual revival. But how do you get people to look for the Lord? Well, what I do 5 hours a day on the radio is point to all the problems that are there and then allude to the fact that there really is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men, and hopefully at least some of the people who are just beginning to wake up for the first time in their life and find that the real problems will begin looking for the spiritual solution. They'll develop a personal relationship with our Lord, and hopefully they will be added to this growing army of people concerned, and perhaps there will be a revival. That, of course, will be up to the people and to God.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Good evening, Ben Michael Murphy. His new film is Why in the World Are They Spraying? We'll have this in about 2 weeks. When are you going to be shipping that, Michael?
We're shipping actually on August 17th.
So August 17th. Well, that's next week. So we'll look forward to getting it there at the end of next week, the first the following week. God bless you. Thanks for everything you're doing. And look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. And God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that we are involved in the spiritual battle. Now, we can simply sit back and say, oh, we can't do anything at all. This is all prophesied. Well, we can certainly remember what happened when Jonah went to Nineveh. Jonah, of course, hated Nineveh. He hated the Assyrians, and he wanted to see them destroyed. And God said he was going to destroy them, if they didn't repent. But they did repent, and they put off the judgment for about 60 years. could we put off the judgment here on America? And I personally believe that America is Babylon the Great, as described, you know, alas, Babylon, the city of harlots. I believe that is a city, probably New York. And I believe, of course, because it is a city, and it's not simply the whole country, but it's next to the ocean. And there's many reasons that we talk about that another evening. Why certainly Babylon the Great, described in the Bible, is New York City. But should we sit back and do nothing? Well, I think that we should act as if saving America is up to us and pray as if it's up to God. And I recognize the fact that without a worldwide revival, why God is going to bring a terrible judgment on the earth. But while we're here, even if we don't change the course of history, hopefully we'll claim the souls or help to claim the souls of some people and have them turn to our Lord. And this is really what my purpose is. Why do 5 hours of talk radio every day? We probably do more than any other person in the whole country, perhaps even in the whole world. But we do this because we feel an obligation to sound the alarm as long as we can. We've been doing this for since 1993 when we got started, and that's getting almost 19 years. But I think we've touched the lives of an awful lot of people. We do need your help. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because our greatest strength, of course, is the Lord, and we recognize that fact. We do have people all over the country praying for us. We have some people who can help us financially. We have others who can't. But you'd be amazed at how often people will call and just spontaneously say, "We pray for you every day. I hope you'll join them." If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me recommend it to you. Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get the book, or you can get the special, which includes the book, a DVD or video, and certainly the audio tape. I will give you the background of the satanic forces, not imaginary, but very real satanic forces in the world today, because this is a spiritual battle. There is a Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There's an unholy Trinity. It's Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. The false religion, which of course is to replace Christianity, and there's an organized effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. It was done by the Masons, and the Masons are a secret society. And no Mason's going to tell you what it's really all about. Their emblem, of course, is, or one of their emblems is a pyramid. Capronal saying, you'll see it on the back of the dollar bill. You'll see it on the Supreme Court building there in Jerusalem. You'll actually see it on the House of the Temple there in Washington, D.C. But you'll find that secret emblem going back thousands of years, used by the mystery religions. Because it's always been the goal of the mystery religions to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world government and a one-world religion. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with a good friend, William Grigg, who always has an interesting commentary about what's going on. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. And William, of course, was for many years the senior editor of the New American Magazine. Today, he certainly writes blogs. He writes the Radio Liberty monthly newsletter because it just was taking too much of my time. And he does a far better job. He's far more eloquent than I am anyway. But we always look forward to having William with us every Friday evening at this time to bring us abreast of the things that are happening across America. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. Our ideas are certainly manipulated by those who control the magazines and the newspapers and the radio and the television and the books that we read. Almost all the major publishers are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a small group of very evil men who have a goal, and that is the destruction of America, the establishment of a one-world government, a new financial system, a one-world religion, and then installing the one-world ruler. And when you understand that, so many of the things make sense today, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And with that as a background, William, thank you so much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's always a blessing to be with you. Thanks so much. It's something I look forward to every week, and it's a real privilege. And
well, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
When we have these conversations, Dr. Stan, we always end up talking about things that are so grim, so relentlessly foreboding, and that, of course, reflects the times in which we've been either privileged or sentenced to live, depending upon one's perspective. I suppose there's an element of both.
Oh, I think that we are privileged to live at this time, William, as long as we know the Lord. I wouldn't want to be living now like so many of my physician counterparts who I practiced medicine with for so many years but who don't know the Lord. I would be frightened to death by the uncertainty, but knowing what's going on, this is an exciting time. I think we are privileged. We are so fortunate to be living today, but you go right ahead.
Well, every once in a while, the privilege, of course, is something that seems like sort of a barbed proposition because there are so many things happening right now that give us a sense of vindication in the sense that we're seeing prophecy fulfilled. I think that we were seeing at least three of the four horsemen of the apocalypse saddled up and digging their spurs into their mounts. And one of the things that we talked about last week, just the very end of our discussion, of course, was what's happening with the drought and the concomitant economic collapse and how these things are going to work together and in somewhat sinister synergy to bring about some really unsettling and potentially catastrophic times the next year. And, of course, to that you have to add the opportunism of people who have been peddling the anthropogenic climate change ideology or religion, if you want to describe it as such. These are people who, of course, will seize upon any development as supposed evidence of our supposed need to succumb to universal authoritarian controls on all human activities in the environment, the biosphere, including, perhaps most importantly, what they would consider to be the privilege of reproducing. And we're going to see a lot more of that type of propaganda ramp up over the next 6 or 8 months or so, perhaps next year, as the price increases start to bite at the checkout counter. And as we see dislocations and turmoil in the economy, people might be more receptive to that line of bull. And that's when things are really going to get dangerous and interesting in an unsettling way, I suspect.
Well, it was so interesting that they will tell us that the price of food is up 2 or 3%. Now I think they'll even admit it may be up to 4 or 5%. They're lying to us. Inflation's really run to 8 to 10% this year, but I think William's absolutely right. I think next year we're really going to be seeing the effects of inflation and, of course, the destruction of the finances of our society.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Wait a minute, somebody talking about what we talked about the last hour, and that is the fact that almost 40% of all the corn that is produced in the United States is converted into ethanol. Why do they do that? Oh, well, the ethanol manufacturers have a lot of friends in Washington, D.C., and they bribe the congressmen to certainly give all sorts of subsidies to the ethanol industry. But more than that, of course, it drives up the cost of corn, it drives up the cost of meat, it drives up the cost of everything because they begin to produce artificial shortages. And now, of course, with the massive drought that we're seeing, we're going to begin to see real shortages. And right now, across America, farmers are selling their cattle. Why are they selling their cattle? Because the corn is just too expensive. They can't afford to feed the cattle, so they're selling them. And right now, the prices of meat are not too high. Yeah. But you just wait about 3 or 4 months from now. You're going to see the price of meat go right to the ceiling, along with the price of chickens, or the price of eggs, the price of lamb, and everything, of course, that uses corn for the feeding of animals. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and corn goes into everything. It's not just something that we eat in terms of corn on the cob or frozen corn or corn that goes into margarine, things of that sort. Corn oil, of course, is used as a chief cooking ingredient practically everywhere you go. But, of course, high fructose corn syrup, which is poison, is infused into nearly anything that you're going to buy in a box, a bag, or a wrapper. And a lot of corn, of course, goes out our exhaust pipes in the form of ethanol, which is one of the things that creates the price dislocations that we're talking about. 2 years ago, owing to what was going on with the artificially induced shortage of acreage to plant wheat and the resulting shortages in terms of wheat production, you had political consequences ensue overseas where food riots were triggered, among other places, in Egypt, where the price of a loaf of bread simply went through the ceiling. That's one of the things that's, of course, going to be magnified by what's going on. Dr. Stan, you mentioned the fact that a lot of people who are in the livestock industry are culling their herds right now in anticipation of not being able to deal with the price shock that's going to happen because the crop failures in Illinois, Indiana, all throughout the Corn Belt, if you will, the Midwest, where, you know, we mentioned that more than half the counties in the United States here are considered to be drought-related disasters, and many of those counties produce corn and soybeans. But that, of course, is going to create an artificial abundance, which is going to depress the price, which is a good thing right now in the temporary sense, but 6, 8, 9, 10 months from now, things are going to whiplash the other direction, and that's when things are really going to get nasty. But one of the reasons we're seeing this is because of the way that the government and the corporations, many of them insider control, that work in concert in the agricultural sector, have created this bizarre system where we have basically 90% of the cropland, the available farmland in this country, devoted to these four crops. And we have corn as the king of these crops. And corn is nutritionally a very limited crop. But the other thing that's happened is that all these farmers that are confronting the prospect of not being able to deliver on the contracts that they signed earlier this year, they're not necessarily going to take financial bath here because they received a federal crop insurance. And it's the same thing that happens with federal flood insurance through FEMA. You may recall back in 2003, actually, and a couple of times since then, there have been these huge floods in the Midwest, where people have seen their homes and their businesses and their property wiped out in 500-year floods. And it turns out that a lot of these people have built within floodplains that they wouldn't have chosen if they had not been able to receive on almost concessionary terms this flood insurance through the federal government's flood insurance program by way of FEMA. And all these people built in places where they probably wouldn't have selected, they probably wouldn't have chosen these places to build their farms, their businesses, their homes, if they had had to get insurance on their own terms, that the market had priced the risk accordingly. Well, the same thing has happened, a similar thing has happened in terms of the moral hazard that a lot of these farmers have embraced in the serene confidence that the taxpayers, by way of the federal government, would bail them out in the event that they were growing corn that wasn't particularly drought-resistant. There are drought-resistant strains of corn that they could have planted. They're not readily made available by Monsanto and some of these other giants. But they've put themselves in a position where, at least in the near term, they're going to be okay because the taxpayers will socialize the losses involved here. But in the meantime, of course, we've got something akin to a soft Soviet-style agricultural system that has grown up in this country over the decades since the New Deal. And it's really interesting that 40 years ago, you had the Nixon administration bailing out the Soviet command and control agricultural economy. Now we've got something very close, uncomfortably close, to a command and control agricultural economy here in the USSA. Who's going to bail us out? Nobody. You know, we were the producers of last resort. The taxpayers now are the guarantors of last resort for the people who are part of the system. And so while at the same time we're finding the currency situation getting ready to become once again very, very scary as the Eurozone fails, the dollar's days is, excuse me, as a safe haven for people fleeing from other less reliable, even less reliable fiat currencies, those days are coming to an end. At the same time, we're going to be dealing with shortages of the commodities that we need that are indispensable for living, and those two trends together spell some really, really troubling times ahead. And so with respect to all this going on, and in light of what happened a few years ago in countries such as Egypt and elsewhere in the Middle East and Northern Africa and so forth, where they were hit with food riots and turmoil that culminated in literal political revolutions overseas, take a look at what's going on in Greece right now as they're dealing with a barter economy that's a matter of subsistence living for many people living in that country. A year from now, project what's going on into the context of an America where we're likely to find severe diminution of the dollar's purchasing power at the same time these commodities become extremely scarce. it seems to me that there's a strong likelihood, if not a severe likelihood, that we're going to be seeing literal turmoil and perhaps even rioting in this country. I mean, we've seen something akin to riots in Detroit over the housing situation when vouchers were being handed out a couple of years ago at Cobo Hall and some of the other places in Detroit where people would assemble in order to get relief for their housing situation. Detroit, of course, is being rebarbarized right now, where you literally have grass growing in the streets and whole tracts of that city being shut down and let to go dark without municipal services. Excuse me. A year from now, if we end up with the type of impact that I'm suspecting we'll see in terms of what's happening with the staple foods and the grocery bills of households that are already financially strapped, we're likely to find some really ugly things happen in terms of outright turmoil and desperation in some parts of the country where we're already finding municipal bankruptcies and services being withdrawn. And so I think that the people who are in charge of either orchestrating or exploiting these developments are very well aware of the fact that we're headed for turbulent times. And I think they're anticipating them with a certain degree of satisfaction because it's become very clear just in the last few months that the Homeland Security state is up-armoring itself and preparing to deal with social unrest with authoritarian measures, which is one of the reasons why just in the last several weeks in Anaheim, California, to cite one perfectly suitable example, you literally have police officers dressed like troops in Fallujah, wearing the desert camouflage and the full military kit, and carrying high-performance weapons and deploying snipers on rooftops because of street protests that have erupted over shootings, at least one completely unnecessary shooting of a fleeing suspect who was shot twice, once in the head, left to die on the front yard of a neighbor's home. There was some unrest that involved property damage. There were some people, who knows if they were local radicals, imported radicals, or provocateurs. There's at least one identified provocateur in this mix who smashed windows and destroyed property. But you end up with people literally wearing body armor and military uniforms and carrying military weapons and dressed like troops in Fallujah but wearing police insignia. That's one example of what's happening right now, where the patina has been worn away and the veneer has been taken down, the facade has been dropped, and we're seeing that beneath the welfare state, the sinews of the welfare state are the Homeland Security state. And to alter the metaphor somewhat, the Homeland Security state is starting to bear its fangs. I think that that's a very troubling but entirely predictable development as well. And the trends are not encouraging. There's not really much much cause for optimism here with respect to what we're likely to see, irrespective of what happens in November with respect to the presidential election. There's really not much cause for optimism here in terms of the prospects for civic amity and some element of domestic tranquility here in the United States. So, like I said before, we've got a situation where the riders are saddled up and the horsemen of the apocalypse are rampant. And this, once again, is one of the reasons why I am ambivalent. I mean, it's a terrifying prospect to think of what's likely to descend upon this country very quickly, because I would like to think as a father, as a husband, as the head of a household, a young family, that I could responsibly tell them to anticipate better times. Eventually, of course, there will be better times. That's something that my faith informs me. But in the immediate term, we're in for some pretty scary times. And the brazenness with which people who are in the commanding heights of the Homeland Security state are preparing for really turbulent, violent times is something that I find genuinely ominous.
I certainly concur, and I think that people should take a very serious look at what's going on today and begin making their plans accordingly. But the America we've known is never going to come back again. I wish it would, but I'm afraid it isn't. We've been able to live and live very well on borrowed money. But of course, you can't keep borrowing money. It's not $16 trillion America owes. The real figures, probably somewhere between $81 and $125 trillion, that debt will never be repaid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan and William is simply talking about various military and paramilitary publications that talk about the fact that certainly there's going to be at some time in the future domestic unrest here as people try to reclaim their freedom, and the military must be used then to put down any unrest on the part of the people and to smash or to crush any opposition to the ruling elite. And the function of the military is to preserve the status quo rather than to preserve freedom, and to ignore totally these ideas of posse comitatus and the other ideas, certainly, of limiting the power of the government. The government must be all-powerful, and the military must enforce the rule of the ruling elite. Go right ahead, William.
Yeah, the purpose of this essay in Small Wars Journal was to explain how they would conduct operations other than war in the context of the most recent doctrinal instruction they were served in the document entitled U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command, U.S. Army Operating Concept 2006 to 2028, which is a typically abstruse product of the Pentagon. How do you take all these bizarre and somewhat hackneyed concepts and apply them when you're talking about domestic unrest? That's the purpose of this essay. So Dr. Benson, the retired U.S. Army colonel, and his co-author Jennifer Weber put together a scenario set in the year 2016 in which they say the Great Recession of the early 21st century lasts far longer than anyone anticipated after a change of control of the White House and Congress in 2012. The governing party cuts off all funding that had been dedicated to boosting the economy or toward relief. By the way, that's not going to happen. That's one genuinely fanciful element of the scenario. The United States economy is flatlined, much like Japan's in the 1990s, for the better part of a decade. That much is very reliable and true. By 2016, the economy shows signs of reawakening. That won't happen. But the middle and lower middle classes have yet to experience much in the way of job growth or pay raises. Unemployment continues to hover perilously close to double digits. Small businesses cannot meet bankers' terms to borrow money. Taxes on the middle class remain relatively high. A high-profile and vocal minority has directed the public's fear and frustration at non-whites and immigrants. Let me stop right there. The idea here is that the domestic enemy would be the so-called right wing. That's something that the FBI started flogging in the late 1990s. Actually, in the late 1980s, they started this. This is part of the PATCON stuff that Jesse Trenadue has been talking about. Jesse Trenadue's brother, Kenny Trenadue, was murdered by the FBI because he was mistaken for an FBI asset named Richard Lee Guthrie, who was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing. This was covered up by Eric Holder, the murder by torture of Kenny Trenadue. And in investigating what happened to his brother, Jesse Trenadue uncovered an ongoing operation called PATCON, which is a COINTELPRO type program involved in infiltrating the so-called right wing and creating agents provocateur and agents in place for the purpose of radicalizing elements of the right and creating a dynamic where the entire so-called anti-government right wing could be treated as a domestic enemy for the purposes of being isolated and expropriated, and then eventually, if necessary, incarcerated in mass or dealt with by extreme prejudice.
Well, let me just point out that I think most of our conservative organizations, most of our liberal organizations, most of our Christian organizations, most of our radio ministries and the people who do what I'm doing, their organizations have all been infiltrated. I know on a number of occasions they've tried even to infiltrate our little organization. But I know other people who are in this business are working out there as patriots, and they have been infiltrated. Sometimes it's their very, very best friend, who they don't understand is a government agent who's there to betray them. They cannot believe this, and I can't tell them. But, of course, I've been at this for over 50 years, and I have a pretty good insight into what's going on. And fortunately, we've been able to survive. I fear an awful lot of these people will be destroyed as this whole scenario unfolds. Do not trust anybody, ladies and gentlemen. Terrible thing to say, but this is the reality of where we are today. Go right ahead, William.
If you're dealing with somebody who's trying to incite you to doing something that is moral and illegal, you are probably dealing with somebody who at some point has been compromised in some way by the people we're talking about. Somebody who's genuinely trustworthy is not going to try to foment criminal behavior on your part. But what's happened, as you point out, Dr. Stan, is that for decades the feds have been running these infiltration and counterintelligence or counter-influence operations, whether you're talking about COINTELPRO or PATCON. This is what they do. They create informants, whole nests and webs of informants and provocateurs. They've been doing it with Muslims now for the last 10 years, and now the new focus is going to be the so-called anti-government right-wing extremists. And the really ominous thing now is the Pentagon is now running war game scenarios for dealing with domestic dissidents the same way that they dealt with dissidents in places like Fallujah in Iraq.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with William Grigg right here at the Radio Liberty Network.
Hi, Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, and certainly William is actually talking about an actual government document written as sort of as a futurist organization, what's going to happen in the future, and describing this small town that was overthrown, where the local government was overthrown by members of the Tea Party. And of course, the Tea Party is equated with Al-Qaeda, and certainly the whole idea is that anybody who talks about our Constitution, who talks about liberty, who talks about the corruption that exists in the federal government, and the fact that there are secret societies there, of course, they don't get the background of that. The last thing they would want to would be to accidentally mention the secret societies that, David Rockefeller described in his own memoirs, admitting he was part of a secret cabal. But they equate the Tea Party with Al-Qaeda. And what is the federal government going to do, or what is the military going to do when faced with the fact that in this one community, members of the Tea Party have I simply replace the corrupt local officials with responsible people who are answerable to the Patriot Movement, which they equate, of course, with certainly terrible, terrible things. I mean, they would equate anybody who believes in our Constitution with the Al-Qaeda terrorists. Go right ahead, William.
As a matter of fact, here, toward the end of this essay, which once again is entitled Full Spectrum Operations in the Homeland, A Vision of the Future, the third full paragraph in the end, we read the following. We cannot discount the agility of an external threat, the evolution of Al-Qaeda, for example, and its ability to take advantage of a Darlington event within U.S. borders. Once again, Darlington refers to a small town in South Carolina. That, in this fanciful scenario, in the year 2016, is the site of some kind of an insurrection that results in the removal of the municipal government, the firing or eviction of the local chief of police and perhaps the county sheriff, and the installation of a de facto government by a radical militia aligned with the Tea Party movement that this Pentagon planner has projected by way of illustrating how the federal government, the Pentagon particularly, but also the Department of Homeland Security, could be summoned to deal with political insurrection within the United States.
And, of course, the Tea Party, those people who espouse the Constitution, are the enemy. Go right ahead.
Exactly. The Tea Party is considered the domestic enemy. It's interesting because there's a dichotomy in the Tea Party movement. It started out as an inchoate and spontaneous movement organized by people who are sort of in the train of Representative Ron Paul, who wanted primarily to beat back the growth of the federal government with respect to the imperial nature of what our foreign policy was doing overseas. They understood that we cannot have a small-R Republican government here at home and yet have an imperial foreign policy. And so it started out with the proposition that the first thing we need to do if we're going to arrest the growth of government is to rein in and to pare down the military leviathan. The military-industrial complex was the chief engine driving the growth of government by this analysis. We'd have to end the unconstitutional wars overseas and foreign aid, which is patently unconstitutional. There's not even a hint or a whisper of legitimacy to it, and stop getting the business of policing other countries and interfering in matters that are none of our concern. In other words, to embrace the foreign policy of Washington and Jefferson, John Quincy Adams, people of that sort. And at the same time, of course, they talked about the idea of refusing to bail out Wall Street and the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex are all pretty much involved in the same racket. That was one element of the Tea Party movement. Another element of the Tea Party movement was a partisan movement, a partisan counterfeit of this movement that was created by the Republican Party to oppose Barack Obama. This is a shoddy-come-lately operation that essentially took over the Tea Party movement by my analysis. There are many people who are part of the original Tea Party movement that have nothing to do with the Republican-centered simulacrum or counterfeit of that movement. And so my belief is that what would happen in order to trigger a Darlington event would be, rather than a putsch or a coup on the part of some militia group, you might have people who are attached to the Campaign for Liberty or people who were part of the original Tea Party who simply run a good, effective campaign at exposing local municipal corruption and who have a recall election and try to yank out a corrupt mayor or corrupt city manager or a corrupt municipal government who expose the misdeeds of a deeply corrupt municipal police force, of which there is a plethora in this country, and that using the means at their disposal, they try to bring about peaceful change in political forums for the purpose of beating back local corruption and taking back what is rightfully theirs, which is their liberty protected by law. This is sort of what happened in Quartzsite. We've seen that happen in Quartzsite. Something similar to that happened in places like Covington, Texas. There are other small towns in the country where this has taken place. What's likely to happen is that at some point in the next several years, as the economy continues to sicken and municipal governments become greedier and more brazenly corrupt, is that one of these towns is going to be deemed strategically significant by the powers that be. And so you have a paper here, which is the blueprint, the template for the actions that would be taken by the enforcement arm of the incumbent system to beat back whatever it is that's going on. And they already have a predefined narrative, prepackaged narrative, complete with the demonology here, saying that whatever their motives might be, these people might be inspired by the purest and most commendable patriotic impulses. They may be doing everything perfectly legally. They might be crossing every T, dotting every I, doing everything in triplicate, filling out all the proper colored forms, and making sure that they are acting with perfect fidelity and punctilio with respect to the law. But the problem here isn't what they do. The problem is that there is this external enemy, this conveniently amorphous and apparently all but omnipotent enemy that could take advantage of this, take advantage of a Darlington event in order to compromise our strategic position, thereby creating a national security rationale for mobilizing the federalized National Guard to move in and make matters right With the backing of the Pentagon and the operational coordination of the Department of Homeland Security to deal with these people who, whatever their motives, however pure their intentions might be and however legal their actions might be, are compromising the national security of the United States by creating turmoil and dissension. That's what's going to happen. It's not going to be that some wild-eyed, savagely bearded yahoos with some rustic militia in the hinterlands of South Carolina or the backwoods of Michigan will storm City Hall and make the mayor flee in terror and then drive out the police force. What's likely to happen is that there's going to be a civic confrontation where, as was the case with the Republican primaries this year, where you had the Ron Paul delegates following the rules and doing everything legally and following Robert's rules of order and conducting all the parliamentary business. They win fair and square, and so the incumbent party simply ignores the rules and then calls in the police to throw out the dissidents who've actually won by playing by the rules. We're going to see that same thing happen in municipal politics. It's not going to be a partisan matter. It's going to be something that's going to happen because it's going to be a conflict between the law-abiding citizenry and the lawless people who exercise the supposed authority of government. And if you have a strategic rationale where one of these towns is deemed to be somehow vital to the national security interests of the United States, or perhaps somebody in one of the FBI's multitudinous controlled opposition groups, or within its vast and self-replicating population of provocateurs, speaking on behalf of some supposed Muslim terrorist group, professes solidarity with the people who are doing whatever it is that would take place in this hypothetical town, that will provide the rationale for this type of full-spectrum mobilization here within the United States. Just to describe what they're talking about briefly here in a few broad brushstrokes, I go to the next-to-last page of this document where it talks about the following methods of dealing with this full-spectrum mobilization. Combat units will conduct overt show of force operations to remind the insurrectionists that they are now facing professional military forces with all training and equipment that implies. Army and Marine units will remove roadblocks and checkpoints both overtly and covertly with minimum essential force, remember that phrase, minimum essential force, to ratchet up pressure continually on insurrectionist leadership. Incidentally, when they're talking about checkpoints and roadblocks, in this scenario, they're imagining a situation in which the militia that's taken control of this town of Darlington, South Carolina, will be setting up immigration checkpoints and security stations. That's, I think, one of the more fanciful elements of this scenario here. What's happening is that we're seeing checkpoints and roadblocks being set up in this country by the Department of Homeland Security. So I don't think that we're going to be seeing private sector militia groups competing for that market with the Department of Homeland Security. To continue here, representatives of state and local government as well as federalized South Carolina National Guard units will care for residents choosing to flee Darlington. In other words, they're going to have a situation where everybody who's not part of the insurrection will be allowed to leave the city. Now, when I read that, my mind was irresistibly taken back to what happened to the town of Fallujah. What happened to Fallujah, of course, was that the Blackwater mercenaries had spent several weeks giddily and brazenly gunning down unarmed Iraqi citizens in this town, civilians, running them down, running them beneath the wheels of their transport vehicles. In other words, behaving like bullies who believed that they were blessed with impunity. At some point, a handful of them ended up getting caught and then killed and tortured and butchered in horrible ways. Their bodies were hung from a bridge. It's a horrible thing that happened, but it didn't happen simply because the people of Fallujah suddenly succumbed to a fit of irrational bloodlust. This was retaliation for things that the Blackwater operatives had been doing as part of the U.S. military occupation. So after that happened, the U.S. military moved in and gave a deadline for Fallujahans to flee the area. They created a perimeter around Fallujah, then they declared the place a free fire zone, and then let them have it for several weeks. If you've seen the before and after pictures, satellite pictures taken from orbit, what Fallujah looked like before the siege and after the siege, I think the story tells itself. where they were using, among other things, white phosphorus munitions, which are chemical munitions, and which, interestingly enough, the U.S. general by the name of George S. Patton recommended for use in domestic insurrectionary situations way back in the 1930s, last time our country was facing the type of economic prospects that we're confronting right now. General Patton actually wrote a brief pamphlet describing how to deal with Darlington-type scenarios. This is the sort of thing that's been sort of rumbling around in the bowels of the Pentagon. The Pentagon didn't exist in the 1930s, but rumbling around in the bowels of the military establishment for decades here. But when they talk here about the idea of residents choosing to flee Darlington being taken into the custody of federalized National Guard troops, that's something that reminded me of what happened in Fallujah, which really puts this in context. They're talking about something that, in terms of the way they're approaching it, not necessarily in terms of detail or in terms of the severity of the onslaught, reminds me of what was done to Fallujah. For the same purpose is for putting down what's considered to be an insurrection.
But as I remember, certainly when they finally got into Fallujah, after just as much destroying the city, there was nobody there. And basically all of the people there who had been fighting them had simply slipped away.
Yeah, they got out. And so the people who couldn't flee ended up taking the brunt of what happened. And now, because this place has been buried beneath, among other things, layer after year, layer of depleted uranium munitions, you're having this unfathomably horrible parade of birth defects that I don't know if you've seen the photographic evidence or seen any of the documentaries or any of the studies.
Oh, sure. Well, basically, this is criminal activity. Someday somebody's going to have to stand before the bar of justice, and I hope that they will be convicted and executed for what they have done in the use of chemical weapons. Depleted uranium is a chemical weapon. It violates all laws of humanity, and because it leads to cancer, it leads to suddenly progressive chronic fatigue syndrome. It leads to all sorts of birth abnormalities. I mean, destroying unborn children. But they relish that. There really are evil people working right in the Pentagon today. Unfortunately, we've got an awful lot of good patriots, but we have some people who hate Americans, who hate Iraqis, who hate God. And unfortunately, many of those are in key positions. William, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get to your writings, how they can get to your PayPal button, and then we'll get back to continue our discussion of what is planned by our military here in America, if anybody dares to oppose the invisible government. But how can people get in touch with you and your ministry?
Dr. Stan, I appreciate that. My chief outlet is still my blog, Pro Libertate, which is found very easily. If you go to a search engine such as Google, type in Pro Libertate, ProLiberTate, and my last name, Grigg, or simply type in William Grigg, and Pro Libertate should be the first return. You can go to it directly by typing in freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com is the URL or the web address for the Pro Libertate blog. As you mentioned, Dr. Stan, at the end of every essay on Pro Libertate, there is a PayPal button for those who have access to PayPal and are interested in contributing. I would be deeply grateful for any help that we could receive. We're living, of course, in parlous times, severely straitened economic times. I know that many ministries and many organizations are hurting. Everybody is hurting right now. And so I am deeply grateful for everything that has been done thus far by people in your audience and others to support me and my family. This is right now my chief means of supporting my family. And I'm very grateful once again for everything that people have done by way of donating and contributing to help keep us afloat. And if people have the means to do so and access to the PayPal system, and they could make a donation, I would be most grateful, particularly this time, as we're trying to weather some very unpleasant times economically, along with everybody else. I hate to specify. I also write for the LouRockwell.com page. Lou Rockwell is the president of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. It's LEWRockwell.com. One of my essays is on tomorrow's edition of LouRockwell.com, which posts on Friday night for the weekend, and it deals with the really bizarre proposition that you've seen on a couple of occasions, in which law enforcement officers who have been involved in shootouts with suspects who have been killed in shootouts with police, have sued the mother of the suspect on the assumption that somehow the mother had the duty to protect the police. The mother was never charged with criminal offenses in either of the cases I talk about in this essay. These are people, these mothers. In one instance, a mother saw her son, who had psychological problems, kill her husband and then be killed by the police. She was sued by the police. A couple of police were wounded in the shootout. There's another incident I'm talking about in New Hampshire just this year that's sort of similar. But it just sort of inverts the order of nature here to suggest that while the police don't have the moral or legal or enforceable legal responsibility to protect an individual, that individuals have supposedly a legal responsibility to protect the police. That's the sort of thing that I write about on Pro Libertate. It's getting much more commonplace, I'm afraid, that type of perversity.
Well, I think sometimes we live in a world gone mad. Other times I'm absolutely convinced we live. 3 minutes.
Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Tighten the noose here is worthy of contemplation.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. Judicialreformnow.com.
Like what happened to
judicialreformnow.com.
We're talking about
most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. I suggest you call
people
today.
People understand this is a spiritual matter. So much of it doesn't make sense. Good night, William. God bless you and your family. We'll talk to you soon.
Good night. Thank you.
Let me suggest you get the 5-CD set of the latest presentation of the final countdown of the fulfillment of prophecy that is taking place today. And after you watch those first 5 films, I hope that you'll want to see all the rest of them as they come. And of course, we'll have Pastor Crone here as a regular guest on Radio Liberty as he takes us through the 50 or 60 sermons in the final countdown, showing how we are living through prophecy today. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't seen my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, why, of course, you need to get that. We have a DVD, my interview with Norman Dodd. It's called The Dangerous Deception. We recommend that. My talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda, is one of our more recent talks that will really give you insight into what's going on. There really are plans to kill off billions of people in America and throughout the world. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something very, very real. So if you'd like to get this, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I should mention that we are primarily listener-supported. Well, we've got to put out $50,000 a month to pay our radio bill staff, a small staff. I take no salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. I said we do what we do because we hope to have an impact, at least some small impact, upon what's going on in America. If you're in a position to help financially, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you have something you'd like to advertise with us, why, we do have a couple of advertising positions open. But then, of course, we would ask you, if you're not in a position to help us financially, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because, of course, we're going to have to rely upon the Lord to be with us, especially as we enter this next year, which is going to be one of the most difficult years of your life. I think that